It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Zolak and Bertrand show is captured for the future.
And I feel like I've been ranting about this for 10 years.
And you can download the podcast anytime at 98.5thesportshub.com. Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hi, Bill. With this loss, you guys were eliminated from playoff contention, first time since 08. Just wondering your reaction to that.
Disappointed, but we didn't deserve to win today, so.
Next question, Terry Sullivan, followed by Ben Volen.
He was a peach at the end of that call yesterday. We didn't deserve to win today. You haven't deserved to win most of the weeks this year. So, Pac-Man, you just said a second ago, and again, agenda-free Friday here. Re-entry Monday. Feels like a Friday to me. I'm out of here after today, Pac-Man. Can't happen soon enough.
Yeah, I'm amazed you're in today, but we're out last Friday.
I was trying to do the right thing after the Miami game. It was a mistake. Never do the right thing. Seriously, that's the right thing only comes back to bite you in the ass.
I never have.
Seriously. It's like, why even try? Like, you try to do the right thing, you get bitten in the ass. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I lost my train of thought now because you disrupted me.
Oh, we were talking about Patriots history.
Bill was a real peach yesterday,
Jones. Bill was
Go.
A real peach. Yes, Bill was a real peach.
That too.
So, they've got what they deserved all year long. And you said a second ago, that's what it was. You said it during your headlines. That first non-winning season for Bill Belichick at a minimum since 2001. Correct?
No, 2000.
2000, that's right. I'm sorry, 2000. I meant 2000. His first year here. They went 5-11. Mm-hmm. They can cement a losing record with a loss to Buffalo. I want them to lose.
Yeah, I think they will cement it. But yeah, that'll be Monday night. They'll have a losing record, yeah.
I want them to lose. I want them to finish with a losing record because this team deserves to finish with a losing record. They don't deserve to be 8-8 or better because they've been that bad all year long. It's been a colossal failure on the part of Belichick, both as a GM and a coach. So I hear people say, there was a caller today on the midday show on Zolak and Bertrand. It was Christian Arcan and Paul Perillo today who called in and said this is one of Belichick's best coaching jobs of the year. of his career, rather. Bullcrap. Bullcrap. They can't stop the run. How is that a great coaching job?
Yeah, I love my favorite coaching decision of Bill's yesterday was starting the fourth quarter with 12 guys on the field. I thought that was a stroke of genius. I thought good move by Bill.
I mean, they turn the ball over. They're making the same mistakes. They can't line up properly on a 2nd and 7 is what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Turn it into a 2nd and 2. It ended up being a big penalty over and over again. So let's not go too far with how Belichick has coached this year. He hasn't coached well either. But Pac-Man and I have railed on here for the last little bit, so we'll get back to your calls. Joe's in Revere. Go ahead, Joe. Joe, go. You there? Go.
The biggest problem with the Pats is Bill Belichick. He sits down Malcolm Butler, you lose the Super Bowl. You sit down Wes Welker, you lose to the Jets. He's the problem. Tom Brady was the draw for free agents. This guy can't draft anybody. And here's what he leaves you with. Him and his mini-me. That's who you got now. I'd rather sit there, and everyone's all complaining, it's tough to watch. I find it amazing. Every Sunday I get to turn on my TV and watch Bill and his mini-me son get bullied in the kid's parking lot and getting their lunch money taken from them because everybody wants to stick by in Bill we trust. Get rid of Bill. He's a horrible GM. He's a defensive coach, and that's it. And half the Super Bowls that he's won are Brady, and the other half is because of the team that Bill Parcells drafted, not him.
Yeah, I'm not so sure he's been a great defensive coach this year either, Joe, if you want to know the truth. Pac-Man, where are you on the keep Bill, get rid of Bill?
Oh, I mean, I keep Bill. I'm not firing him after this year.
I just wanted to ask.
But, you know, next year, come talk to me. I don't know. Let's see how it's going.
Well, so this is my sentiment. If the Patriots are in the same spot a year from now, I think it's in play. And when I say it's in play, it doesn't mean it's going to happen. But if I'm the Crafts and there are 2 years like this, then I really have to take a hard look at it and say, where are we going here?
If they bring back Cam, then I'll take a look at Bill's job. If the decision is to bring back Cam to be your quarterback next year, then we can look at it. But until then, I'll give him at least next year.
Tony, I'm convinced, and I tend to believe this, Bill gets to tell Robert when he leaves. That's what I feel. And I feel that there's a peril to the situation with Tom Brady. Tom Brady told Robert Kraft when he was leaving. I think Robert Kraft is going to give the same respect to Bill Belichick.
But Tom,
when Bill says he's done, he'll tell Robert, and that'll be when Bill Belichick is done. That's what I believe.
But Tom tried to tell him, and Kraft didn't listen. Right? Didn't Tom try to tell him that he was leaving in 2017?
Robert? Well, so right. Yeah, that's right. At the time, Brady asked out of the contract, and Kraft said no. Our buddy Chris is in Raynham. Chris, what do you got?
Hey, guys, give me a second here. I called earlier in the year and said that getting rid of Tom Brady was going to be devastating for the New England fan base for years to years to come. It was going to take the passion away. It was going to take the excitement away. And it has done exactly that. Why are all these season ticket holders going to renew their tickets after they went a year without going to a game? There's going to be no excitement to go into games next year. You're going to have all these rules in place. If they had Tom Brady next year and still had him going forward, yeah, you're right. He hasn't played the best this year, as great as Tom Brady is, but he's still fifth in the NFL in yards. They did not put a competent team around Brady. If they put even half the team that he has in Tampa Bay, they would be better.
Okay, Chris, before you... Whoa. Chris, hold on. Before you go on, do you really think that that people are going to cancel season tickets now just based on 1 year?
I 100% think people are going to. You're in this daily. There is no buzz around this team. People are starting to hate this team. The guy before you just called to say, fire Belichick. I won a contest with you guys as the ultimate Patriots defender a year ago. I can't stand what they do. It's gross. Until Belichick is gone, they need a fresh start for fans to get back into this because it doesn't feel right what they did.
Okay, but season tickets are, you know, the idea that a fan would just bail on season tickets after 1 year to me is crazy. I don't know, man. Pac-Man, maybe I'm the idiot.
No.
I just think that, first of all, there's a likelihood at this stage that fans are going to be back in the stands next year.
Well, and
okay, so he mentioned that, and I think that, you know, if things go according to plan, and not that that has been much of a barometer thus far, but I do think people are going to be back in the stands. Beyond that, it's 1 year. Let's not get too crazy over it. And look, you want to cancel your season tickets, have a blast. If I were you, I wouldn't. I'd hold on to mine. Go ahead.
Well, and I think if you already had your down payment or whatever on tickets, or you already paid for your tickets, you can roll it over to next year. So it's almost like they're already paid for. I don't think people are canceling. I mean, fans may not want to buy a ticket or spring for a ticket for a weekend next year. And maybe that's a combination of concerns with the football team, health concerns, and whatever else. Like, maybe you don't want to, you know, spring for four tickets on a fall weekend, but I think the season ticket base will be there.
So Chris is right. He was in that that Toucher and Rich competition of ultimate Patriot defender. He won it, but he's really not a Patriot defender. He's a Brady defender. There's a difference.
It's true. That is true.
He's a Brady defender. So I just think you need to factor that in when you're talking about Chris's assessment of anything related to the Patriots. Matt's in Sudbury. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, so when we're talking about these quarterback free agent acquisitions, the history of the Patriots over the last 20 years under Belichick and Kraft, it's been they've underpaid. They haven't shelled out top-of-the-market deals for the quarterback position. So, like, whether it's Fitzpatrick at $10 million or Garoppolo, say, at $25 million a year, or even Dak Prescott at $40 million, that's a pipe dream, I understand. There's no precedent for them to go out and actually pay the quarterback position from Kraft or Belichick. So I'm lost. Like, what are they going to do? Because I don't, you know, next year they're just going to draft a guy and maybe sign, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick for short money or something like that and suck again. It's frustrating.
So, Matt, this is what worries me, is that they have all this cap space, according to people like, you know, Greg Bedard, and they say according to, I'm not dumping on Greg, you know, according to all metrics out there as it relates to the cap, they have plenty of cap space. And so they can fill a lot of these holes on their roster. And let's not just stop at quarterback on that one. What is their history of paying anybody when it comes to top-of-the-market deals? Now, it has happened. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it hasn't happened. Gilmore got good money.
Gilmore, Colvin, Revis.
Sure. But is it the norm?
Adalys Thomas. No, definitely not the norm. No.
And how many of those can you do in one off season?
One or two.
Tops. That's if they do any. But since he mentioned quarterback, Pac-Man, one of the things that drives me bananas is this idea that, and I know we were talking about Jameis Winston. Why does everybody always say, well, they can get this guy for cheap? I'm done trying to get a guy for cheap. I'm done trying to do that. They did that this past off season. They waited till the last quarterback shook out of the free agent class. They got him on the discount table, and they got what they paid for. Cam Newton sucks. And by the way, and I say that, and it sounds like a rip on Newton. It really isn't. I've come to learn that I like Newton a lot more this year than I thought I would. I like Newton, the teammate, a lot. And I think Newton is a good guy. I think he's done. I don't think he has anything left. So any criticism of Cam Newton, including what Zolak says about him on the broadcast, and I know that Zoe's been done with Newton for weeks, is really a criticism of Bill Belichick. That you would get to that position, the most important position in sports, and be that cavalier about it to end up with that as your quarterback and have no real fallback plan. They were all gung-ho to go out and get Hoyer, and all it took was one bad half in Kansas City for them to pull the plug on him. Again, he's buried with Jimmy Hoffa now somewhere. Who the hell knows where Hoyer is?
He's inactive every week, yeah.
I mean, talk about a guy who's been wiped from the face of the earth. He never existed. Wherever Brian Hoyer is, they pulled out his teeth and burned off his fingerprints. He's gone. Gone. No more Hoyer. Erased from civilization. And so, yet everyone still says, well, they can get this guy for cheap.
Yeah, because they got to sign, I said this earlier, you got to sign more than one quarterback. They might need three. So if he's your third guy and he costs you $1 million, I guess I'd bring him in. That's all I'm saying with the $1 million.
So I get it. And again, I know you were talking about Winston, but there are people who apply that logic to the starting position. And maybe I'm yelling at the Patriots as much as I am the fan base, because it's really about them. Stop screwing around and skimping at that position. Stop taking fourth round picks and seventh round picks and trying to pick guys off the bargain table.
Right. They should take one in the first round. I mean, that's where I'm at. If he's there in the first round and they have some draft capital to move around, go get the guy that you like. You should be able to do that. If you did that with Herbert last year and supposedly they liked Herbert, they might be in a different spot. All the rookies were doing, before Burrow got hurt, all those first round rookies were doing well. Burrow looked good. Herbert's awesome. Tua just beat the crap out of you yesterday. So, I don't know. I don't see a problem with drafting a guy in the first round and starting him. Doesn't seem like any of those teams are having a problem.
So now, look, there's a fine line there, okay? Because I don't want them to reach and take a guy they don't really want just because they're in the first round.
Yeah, you got to like the guy.
But you know what? Garoppolo was a second round pick. That worked fine. My point is this. Can you take one in the front half of the draft? Preferably in the first two rounds. Can you do that? Somebody who has some ability that maybe Bill can work with? So, I want to amplify that previous point a little more. Any criticism of Newton isn't really criticism of Newton. It's criticism of Bill. So, let me just get this off my chest, okay? I looked this up today. Cam Newton has started 13 games and thrown 5 touchdown passes. 5.
It's every 2.5 games he throws.
The last NFL quarterback to do that was Trent Dilfer in 1995. Ugh. Prior to that, you got to go into the 70s, and there have only been 4 guys in history that have ever done that. 5 touchdowns or fewer in 13 games or more. And important point here, Pac-Man, passing, the passing game in general is more prevalent than it's ever been. Mm-hmm. The rules make it so much easier for you to throw the football now than it did 40, 50 years ago. Cam Newton is having, arguably, the worst passing season of any regular starting quarterback in modern NFL history. And yet Bill still won't budge from him. Blows me away. The stubbornness and the stupidity the Patriots have shown at that position. Blows me away that they could be that cavalier and that stubborn and stupid about the most important position in sports. And again, it's not a criticism of Newton. Okay, important point. Speaking of quarterbacks, Pac-Man, quick, what are your opinions on Tua?
I think there's something to work with there. I wasn't overly impressed, but I think there's something to work with.
Okay, so, and that's really the point, and we'll talk about how that relates to the Patriots when we come back.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass.
Whee!
It's way more than just a sports talk radio show.
This truly is the apocalypse.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The snap to Tua. A blitz coming. He steps up. He runs across the five. He cuts it right into the end zone. He drags Cowart forward with a fistful of jersey as the Dolphins regain the lead.
Rookie taking you to task right now as the Dolphins reclaim the lead. It's a good read by Tua. Patriots did a good job at the red zone. You know, covered it up in the end zone. Tua just sidesteps it, slides up, makes the guy miss, and walks in.
Touchdown run by Tua Tagovailoa. Had another one later, a one-yarder. That was the three-yarder, I believe. Two touchdown runs. Again, you look at the performance on paper and you say 20 of 26. No TDs, one interception.
The interception was bad.
Horrendous. Horrendous. Bad's an understatement.
Horrendous, then.
I mean, like, cannot...
Let me correct myself. It was a horrendous interception, not a bad interception. Horrendous.
Cannot happen, right? If it happened to a Patriots quarterback, we'd be going bananas. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a Brian Hoyer kind of play.
Yeah.
The difference is that Hoyer's 35, or whatever the hell he is, 36, and Tua is 22. For all I couldn't even tell you how old he is exactly. But for a guy who's been in the league, you know, really just for half a season, call it, Tua's 5-2. His career quarterback rating is 92.5. 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. And he's obviously got some mobility. So you were saying before we went to break, Tua has limitations. But you think there's something to build there.
I did. Well, I don't know if he has limitations necessarily. I don't think I've seen a ton out of him yet. So I think he's a good prospect. The injuries were a concern coming out, but I think he's a good prospect. He's really accurate. He's mobile in a way where he like moves the pocket. He's not, you know, Kyler Murray or somebody like that, or probably even like Josh Allen. He's probably not even that mobile, but I think there are some tools to work with. I would just say right now, and I know Miami wants to know what they have at the position because they're going to be getting another high pick this year. And they have, I think, 2 first round picks again this year, 2 in the second round, 2. Like those.
And Houston, they have Houston's pick. Which
those Houston picks keep giving. Yeah.
It's a top 5 pick. Yeah.
Yeah, so I understand why they want to evaluate Tua and find out what they have. I think they've been better when Fitz has played. And the one thing I would give Tua yesterday is that they were down Devontae Parker. They were down Gesicki, and those are, you know, 2 of their best weapons. Jakeem Grant's another guy in the passing game. Gaskins, they're starting back, even though they haven't had him for a while. They were down a lot, and he was still making plays yesterday. But that's now against a pretty bad and porous Patriots defense.
Okay, so I'll tell you the other thing that I like about Tua and about that play in particular is that it took him less than a game to not make the same mistake again. right? In the first half, they were down there by the goal line late in the first quarter after that fabulous drive. Again, they started on their 2-yard line, Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And they got all the way to the Patriot 3, and on third down, Tua made a stupid decision through a horrible interception. Horrible. The next time they get down there, it was a similar kind of play. The pocket was collapsing on him. He got squeezed out of there. He didn't throw it this time. He ran in and got a touchdown out of it. Even if he didn't get the touchdown, just take the three. Don't give away the points. And they made note of this on the broadcast, but in real time, I think a lot of people made the same observation, myself included. You looked at the play and you said, this kid already said, I'm not going to make the same mistake again. And so this is the kind of stuff that you have to deal with and accept with a young quarterback, and the good ones will make the adjustments and keep getting better. So now, I don't know what Jarrett Stidham is, but can we find out if he has any of this?
Yeah, now that they're eliminated, yes.
I mean, I felt this way before that.
I didn't.
The two games where Newton had under 100 yards, what are we doing? If you can't throw the football, what's the point?
Well, the idea, I think, in some of those games is that he's at least not going to turn it over, right? And he's not throwing for touchdowns, but since that Buffalo game, he had knocked down on the turnovers. Stidham's been a turnover machine when he's played. So I think that's the logic. And look, I'm not telling you Cam's been good. I didn't want to see Cam, but I was in favor of starting Cam over Stidham until they're eliminated. Now they're eliminated, they should go to Stidham and find out what they have. It's two games, one against a good team, one against an awful team who happened to win yesterday, and I'd find out what you have. I don't think it's much. I'm not holding my breath, but I do want to see it.
I mean, to me, I felt this way for a long, long time. I don't know what the hell they're waiting for, and I was just looking up to see how many times Newton has fumbled this year. Six fumbles. Six.
All lost?
No, not all lost, but he's put it on the ground six times. I'm just giving you the sheer volume number, because he fumbled yesterday and didn't lose it, although he should have.
He definitely should have lost that one.
And the one in Buffalo, he lost. So he's got 10 picks and six fumbles. The whole thing, now, it got a little bit better there in the middle for a little while, but they turned the ball over again yesterday. I know Myers fumbled that ball over the middle. That one's on him. But I don't feel like they're getting anything out of quarterback. Jay's in Grafton. Go ahead, Jay.
You guys want to know what the biggest problem with the Pats are? The punter's the best player, and the kicker is the next best player. They need a roster overhaul.
I told you.
Starting with the quarterback. I'll take Stafford next year.
Tatum Brown. I'm going to say Marshan Pasternak, just to tweak the Bergeron people. And Folk Bailey. Those are the best duos in Boston.
The punter is the best player on the team. I mean, when you factor in age. Folk has made, what, 25 kicks in a row or something?
I don't even know.
It's something like that.
It is something like that. Yeah.
I mean, no, that was an impressive 4-for-4 field goal performance yesterday for 12 points for the Patriots. They could have had another one at the end of the game, but Belichick elected not to kick.
Yeah.
On 4th-and-2 at the end of the game. He'd rather let Newton get sacked.
Yeah, he might. Next time he gets a chance to kick an extra point, he might miss it. He hasn't kicked one in a while.
Chris is in Worcester. Chris, what do you got? Chris! All right, Chris is snoozing. See you later. Bye-bye. Sam's in the car. Sam, what do you got?
Hey, first and foremost, good thing we spent a fourth-round pick on a kicker with Nick Falk playing the way he is.
It was a fifth, but go ahead.
Yeah, same deal. So, secondly, this is a little bit out of space type of take, but I know that last year on the Pat McAfee show, there was a huge deal about Andrew Luck to New England. I think it's worth at least making a phone call, considering his contract with Indy is up. I don't know what you guys think. Thanks.
Okay. Is that true? The contract's up?
I have no idea.
No. And you know what? I should have never taken that guy. That was a stupid move on my part.
I think I heard, I saw a comment in the last like couple weeks from T.Y. Hilton that said he talked to Luck and Luck is not coming back.
Yeah, forget Luck. And the other thing is, I think it's like the Gronk situation, that the Colts have the rights. If you want him, you get a trade for him. And if he's going to play, he's going to play for Indy. Forget Andrew Luck. Jimmy, I locked up here. How about Tony and Stoneham on line one, our buddy Tony? Can you get him for me? Tony,
hey,
you there?
Guys, how you doing? Hey, Tony, I want to wish you and your family a very, very Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Tony.
Thank you. We go back and forth, but I really like you guys, and I hope you all have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Now, just thank you very much. Now, follow me for a minute.
Uh-huh.
Belichick is the problem, and here's why he is the problem. Because he knew what to do with Brady, and he doesn't know anything else. Now, you take Belichick and put him on Tampa right now, I bet Brady has 2 or 3 more wins. And if you take Brady and bring him back to the Patriots this year, I bet they have two or three more wins. And that's the problem here.
Yes,
and if I was the owner, I would be so mad at Belichick because he is destroying this team by what he did to Brady with no receivers last year and not putting Butler in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. And, you know, without the two of them, and Brady, if you take Brady and give him the average quarterback 14 years, 13 years, he's right in the middle of the pack.
All right, so, Tony, we're going to let you go. Happy holidays to your family. Pac-Man, the question about, Brady and Belichick both being worse without the other one, have they both been exposed on some level this year?
No. I think just Bill has been exposed. I mean, Brady's at least old. Like, you look at Brady and you're like, he's losing it because he's old.
Why, Bill's not old?
Bill is old, true. But I think the aging should affect a coach less than a quarterback, than an athlete playing on the field.
Let me put it to you this
way. Bill last year seemed kind of smart. This year, not so much. I don't know if you lose your acumen like that. You can lose your athleticism and your arm strength over a couple of years, which Brady has been losing.
Okay, let me put it to you this way. If Tom Brady were the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now, would Brady be better off or worse?
Belichick. If Belichick.
What did I say?
Coach,
Tom Brady?
Yes.
I meant Belichick.
I mean, maybe a game or two.
Okay, but that's all it takes.
Okay, but Brady's made them like four or five games better. If they win 11 games, they'll be four games better than last year. And oh, by the way, if the Patriots win one more game, they'll be 7-9. The Patriots will have dropped off by five games. So, I don't know. It seems to me like Brady's worth four or five wins, and Bill's worth, like we're saying, I don't know, one or two? Like, I think that's an edge for Brady. Even at 42, that's an edge for Brady.
I feel like I'm beating my head against the wall when I talk to Pac-Man, Jeremy.
I'm enjoying it, quite frankly.
God bless Christian Arkham. Christian, you listen? You're listening. Kindred spirit of mine, Christian Arkham, if you know what I'm getting at with that one. Pac-Man has your headlines here. Pac-Man is going to do headlines.
Sure.
And then when we come back, Visitor to the Garden on Friday night, Kyrie Irving. We'll do this quickly because we're going to get back to the Patriots. It'll be mostly Patriots and NFL in the show today. But we got to get to Kyrie.
You going to sage the studio while we're in the break here? Drive away the evil spirits of Adam Jones?
Seriously, though, right? Pac-Man's get your headlines and then Kyrie.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Ever wonder where Felger and Maz get all their inside information?
I heard from a guy at a cocktail party.
Always relying on their credible sources. Felger and Maz, the show to come to when sports news breaks.
Oh!
Durant, watched by Smart. That's Luau Cabarro. Deep. Kyrie, three. Count it. Over Semi Ojeleye, 16-point game.
But them dudes going to give some people some problems this year.
Durant on the run out. Durant does not have numbers, but pulls up for three anyway, and he made it. Man, 21-point game, 50-29, timeout Brad Stevens. My goodness.
Lucky it is an exhibition game, my friend.
Exhibition for now. Don't they play on Christmas Day?
Yeah, correct. They play Christmas Day. They open against the Bucks a week from, I'm sorry, in 2 days.
Yeah, two days.
And then they play on Christmas Day against the Nets. Yes.
So that's good. Milwaukee and Brooklyn right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think they'll do?
I think they will do the same as their preseason. 0-2 is what I think they'll do.
I knew that was coming. For people who didn't pay attention to this, and I'm sure many of you did, oh my God, did the Celtics get smoked on Friday night?
Oh, I made sure to tune in. I sat right down. Wow. I said, I want to see these two, because I've heard, Tony, about how much of a joke this duo is with the Nets, how it's never going to work, how Kyrie and Durant are never going to work. Durant is, you know, he's coming back from an injury that ends people's careers, and he sucks. Kyrie is tearing apart the team from the inside. So I made sure I sat down. I wanted to watch. I wanted to get a good, long look at the Brooklyn Nets on Friday night, and the Celtics, for that matter. And you know what I noticed? The Nets are a hell of a lot better than the Celtics. A lot better than the Celtics. Deeper, better at the top, maybe better coached, better team.
What was that line that Max had while Wallach was rattling off the succession of plays? These boys are going to give some people some problems.
16-point game.
But them dudes going to give some people some problems this year.
Oh, yes, yep. They are.
No, but it's all about chemistry and everybody getting along here. Why would you want talented players in Boston? James Harden, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, Jimmy Butler.
Kyrie.
Kyrie. You don't want guys like that. Why would you want talented guys? You want guys who like to play here.
The Celtics have good chemistry.
Well, that's what the fans would tell you. And I think, you don't think good chemistry is hucking around chairs and water bottles at each other in the Eastern Conference Finals when you're down 0-2?
Not great.
I like that. I thought that was a good sign. It just meant they wanted to win.
Would you take Kyrie back?
I mean, I probably wouldn't go that far.
Okay. So I thought you said you want talented players.
How about James Harden?
I do. I definitely want James Harden.
See, now I've been consistent about this. I have said since day one, I would take Kyrie back in a minute. I just don't want him to be the best player on the team, which is why it's probably going to work in Brooklyn.
I don't know that as much as I'm pulling for Kyrie this year, and I am pulling for Kyrie this year.
Celtics, nice hat, Jones.
Thank you. Celtics fans have been that annoying. I took a page out of the Big Jim playbook. Celtics fans have been that annoying this year. And so awful to listen to, like now Tristan Thompson's magically better than Miles Turner and you don't want James Harden and, you know, the Celtics are going to be just fine this year. They've been so annoying to listen to. I'm actually pulling for the Brooklyn Nets. But do I want Kyrie back on this team? Not if it's going to be Tatum and Brown. You'd have to move on from one or maybe both of those to bring back Kyrie.
I'll tell you, the Nets, whatever the over under on the Nets, I think, is lower than the Celtics. I think the Celtics over-under was actually higher than Brooklyn's.
It depends where you shop. I know 538 last week, which I can't ever remember them being wrong, Nate Silver's website. I can't think of one big thing they've ever missed on. They had the Celtics as the best team in the East. Most total wins, them and Milwaukee tied. I don't know where you're looking, but they were at the top of the East.
I'm just telling you, Brooklyn, bet the over. Brooklyn's going to be good, at least during the regular season, although I am interested in seeing how they're going to respond to adversity. That said, in the game on Friday night, which Brooklyn won 113-89.
Yeah, it wasn't that close.
So that's only 24 points. They were up 36 in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
They had a 20-point run. They literally had a 20-0 run in the middle of the second half. And for the game, Durant was a plus 28. Irving was a plus 29. And the best part of the whole story, as usual, I buried the lead. What'd you think of Kyrie's pregame ritual? Did you catch that?
Oh, I caught it. Yeah, I thought, guys got to do what he's got to do. Get out there and sage the building. Get all the bad spirits out of here. I understand it.
We could do some of that in this building. I think maybe that would work. I start bringing in sage before the shows. Apparently, it's a ritual known as, quote, smudging.
Yes.
Is what it's called. So Kyrie Irving, before the game, actually came out, had a little, almost like a mortar and pestle. Right?
Yeah.
He had
a shell and a burning piece of sage. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Put the sage in the bowl, lit it on fire and smudged it around. And it's a ritual apparently that is, comes from a lot of native tribes, Irving said after the game. Being able to sage just cleanse the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that we're all balanced.
They looked more balanced on the Celtics, didn't they?
Jimmy, you think Felger would go for some sage here in the studio?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, let's sage
the studio. Tony, can I ask, where's the fire marshal here? Where's the Celtics? Why is Kyrie Irving allowed to do this? Nobody stepped up and said, no, get out of here with your nonsense. That's trash.
Well, I'm not sure it's exactly a
Where's the fire marshal? Okay. Where's Fire Marshal Bill in Living Color reference?
When we come into this job, Irving said, we come into this place. It's not anything that I don't do at home that I did today. I saged last game, and I plan to sage almost every game.
Nice.
If the opposing team will allow me to do it.
So maybe, the Celtics let him do it.
So maybe you're right, Jimmy. But literally, it's more or less for us to stay connected and for us to feel great about going to work and feeling safe and provided for from our ancestors. I'm not going to bring too much of the spirituality into basketball, but yeah, it's part of my native culture where I'm from. So how about that? It's make sure that we're all balanced.
Yeah.
I get it. Sage
your building, not my building.
Maybe the Celtics could have used a little sage in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. Before that game three, they could have used a smudging. They could have used a whole smudge/mush room is what they could have used.
So if Kyrie Irving decides not to get his nose redone in game seven against the Cavaliers 2 years ago and sages the building of the LeBron James Spirits, they go to the NBA Finals. Yeah, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they need a little more than a little smudging. They need a lot of smudging. The Celtics would use a lot of it. You beat me to it. Wow. I'd buy it in bulk if I were them. I'd sage every freaking game. Do all of it. Light that crap on fire and see if it changes something. Because right now, ooh, you suck. Wow, are they bad right now? Holy crap. Kevin Durant goes on to say that Kyrie probably sages his room before he plays 2K when he gets home. That's just what he does. That gives us good energy. He does it in the locker room. That's his thing. And we all respect him. We respect his method.
I like it.
Do you think the sage is what gives them balance?
Yes.
Or do you think it's the fact that they have two of the best shooters in the history of the league?
No. I think it's the sage.
Yeah. Definitely.
I think that balances everything. Without that, they'd be in trouble.
So I straddle a line here when it comes to Kyrie Pac-Man. But I'd like to make my intentions clear just so everybody knows where I'm coming from. I would take him back in a minute, only if he was the second best player on the team, which he is in Brooklyn. If he's your leader, you're porked. Okay? But if he's the second best player on the team, you can make it work, as has been seen with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He won a title with LeBron. It can work. But he is a colossal jackass. Colossal jackass.
Yeah, that's why I'm pulling for him
this
year.
Just impossible to root for, seriously.
Second biggest colossal jackasses around here after Celtics fans this offseason. So he's moved one notch up the board, in my estimation.
What a D-bag.
By the way, Matt.
Seriously.
Next time that we go to the Garden, as we're allowed as fans, if Kyrie is allowed to sage and to burn stuff, let's light a few up. Let's light a few up at the Garden.
Well, the good news for the Celtics is that the loss on Friday didn't mean anything.
Let's hang out with Murray and light it up at the Garden. Let's do that.
Although I suspect there are some meaningful losses coming for them this week. But nonetheless, that loss didn't mean anything. There was an NFL team yesterday, however, which had a win that a loss would have been far more meaningful to them. I think you know where I'm going with this one, Pac-Man. We'll touch on that team.
We'll sage the studio of Adam Jones again.
When we come back on a Felger-free and Murray-free Monday.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's
the show the crowd goes wild for.
Boo! Boo.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The game clock goes under 40 seconds. Sam Darnold takes one more knee, and in Sam's hometown, he makes a return trip to Los Angeles and beats the Rams. And the Jets deal the Rams a really difficult loss to deal with. They are now 9-5, a full game behind Seattle in the NFC West. The final score, the Jets get their first win of the season in what has to be the biggest upset this year in the National Football League. The Jets 23 and the Rams 20.
You know, they're stupid, and then there's Jets stupid. Like, that is just going to another level. So, again, how many times this year have the Jets had opportunities to win games and then blown it at the end? I mean, it's happened a lot of late. It happened against the Patriots.
Yep, happened against the Patriots, happened against the Raiders, of course. That was very well publicized. Yeah, they've had their chances.
So the Raiders was the one where they blitzed at the end, right? That one cost Greg Williams his job.
Yep.
And they're just positively, absolutely stupid. Against the Patriots, again, as you said, that was more of an Adam Gase production. Then they beat the Rams. So I don't know what's worse. The fact that the Patriots went to the Rams, and the game was in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
that the Patriots went there and got smoked and the Jets won, or that the Jets were actually dumb enough to win this game.
Oh, it's the second thing.
And I'm not telling you anything you don't know, Pac-Man. It wasn't that close. The Jets led this game 20-3, 23-10. They held on at the end 23-20. But in the process, cost themselves the number one pick in the draft.
Did you watch it?
I did not.
Okay, so I didn't either. I don't blame you because, you know, the Chiefs and Saints were on. I think a lot of people wanted to watch that. So my only point is I didn't see it. From what I understand and from what I've gathered reading about it, I don't even think the Jets played well. The Rams were just that bad. Like, the Rams were just so flat. They slept walked through the game. Like, from what I've read, I don't even think the Jets played all that well. I just think the Rams were that bad. I'm not sure the Jets wanted to win that game, meaning, like, even in the way they played, they definitely didn't want to in terms of the standings, but no, that's horrible.
I mean, absolutely stunning that they would get to this stage of the season, be 0-13, have the number one pick locked up in Trevor Lawrence. Everyone assumes Lawrence will be the number one pick. And by the way, Lawrence and Clemson played Notre Dame over the weekend. Most everybody knows this. Rematch of the game from earlier in the year. It was the ACC championship game.
Yeah, where he didn't play when they lost to Notre Dame.
Right. In the first game, he did not play. And the game went to overtime, didn't it?
Yeah, it was an awesome game. Yeah.
Okay, fabulous game. He played this weekend. They won 34-10.
Mm-hmm.
They completely annihilated Notre Dame. Both of them, by the way, will be in the playoff now, right? They both got picked for the 14 playoff at the end of the season.
Correct.
So, but Lawrence is the guy. The Jets had him.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets had Lawrence.
Yeah.
He is now the property of the Jacksonville Jaguars until further notice. Jacksonville has the same record as the Jets. Jacksonville owns a tiebreaker. Jacksonville will get the number one pick in the draft if everything plays out as it has for the majority of the season. Jacksonville loses out. Jacksonville gets the number one pick.
Yep.
Freaking Jets.
Well, I would like to congratulate the Patriots, though, on no longer being the worst team in the division moving forward, or at least having the worst quarterbacking position moving forward, because the Bills and the Dolphins are already better than the Patriots, right? We agree on that? They've passed the Patriots?
Yes.
They've passed them by. The Jets had a chance if they had Lawrence. Lawrence is good. Maybe they'd screw him up like they screwed up Darnold. Maybe they'd screw him up like they, I don't know if they screwed up Sanchez or if Sanchez was just bad. But maybe Lawrence wouldn't fix it. The Jets had a chance to pass the Patriots too. If Lawrence were that good, they had a chance to pass the Patriots. So I would like to congratulate the Pats on finishing probably third in the division next year instead of maybe last.
So Jacksonville's last two games at home against the Bears,
mm-hmm.
and then at Indy. They'll lose both of those.
Yeah, and both those teams need to win. Like, the Indy's still playing for the division, and the Bears are playing to get in. So those teams, I don't think, are going to... Because this year's weird, Tony. There's no double bye.
Right.
So I wonder if some teams are going to treat Week 17 almost like a bye if they have things wrapped up, but I'm not sure either of those teams will. The Bears need to get in, and the Colts are still playing, or they're still racing the Titans for the top of that division.
And they both have good defenses. I think they'll shut down Jacksonville. Jacksonville, by the way, has lost 13 in a row. They won week one.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Indy week one.
Yeah, Gardner Mania, yeah.
So just as a quick aside, do you think that Trevor Lawrence would be better off With the Jets or the Jags?
Jets.
Really?
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd say Jags.
No, Jets.
I was hoping you'd say Jags.
Why? I mean, the Jaguars may have more around him, but I don't know. If you hit with the Jets, like...
You're a star, New York.
Bingo.
So you're factoring the New York thing.
Yeah,
okay, but take the market size out of it. I'm talking organizationally. Yeah,
but I think that matters because I don't know that the Jaguars, based on what they are ever going to straighten things out, but continue. The Jets are a mess, too.
No, I agree. I'm just asking, this is sort of what he's faced with. Which one of those organizations would you be with, rather be with? And I think, you're probably right, it is the Jets.
I'd rather be with the Jets. People are like, oh, good. He's really thrilled and happy that he's going to the Jaguars instead of the Jets. That's been like a big narrative around this, that he's happy. I wouldn't be happy if I were him. Look, I wouldn't want to go to either of those teams, but it'd be Jets 100 times out of 100 over freaking Jacksonville.
Okay, can I play one more thing for you from the weekend?
Sure.
Okay, one more thing. This actually goes back to Saturday. Did you see any of the Denver-Buffalo game?
I actually didn't notice what you're what I think you're referencing, but yes, I did. I was watching it in passing. Yeah.
Okay. So the kicker for the Broncos, Brandon McManus, was unavailable. Mm-hmm. So the Broncos brought in this guy. I have to touch on this. Okay. So the Broncos brought in this kid who it was at the recommendation of Pat McAfee. Was he the one who recommended him? In any case, a kid from Division III who'd been kicking in the XFL
and overseas.
31 years old, 31-year-old rookie out of Division III named Taylor Russolino.
I think he was kicking in China.
Okay, Taylor Russolino. Here's how the day went. This is his final extra point attempt. Go ahead, Jimmy.
So Taylor Russolino with the extra point try. It is up, and it is no good. Well, that has not been a good day for Taylor Russolino, has it? 41-19.
I feel bad for him.
I do too.
The 31-year-old rookie playing in his first game, and we probably won't see him again, I don't think.
I think that's a very safe assumption.
Yep. By the way, Melvin Gordon, that's his ninth touchdown of the season.
So I cracked up and said, like, okay, we're done with this guy. Let's not even ever mention his name again. Wow. I was laughing my ass off watching this. To say you feel bad for the guy is an understatement. This is the most pathetic demonstration by a pro athlete I've ever seen. Division III and
not
his
right.
Pac-Man, Division III, and his name ends in a vowel. Okay?
Uh-huh.
This could have been me out there is what it comes right down to. It could have been me.
Yeah, you guys kicked. Where'd you kick the one day? Over in Alston or whatever? Brighton? Where'd you guys kick that one?
It was about a 32-yarder in Watertown. I nailed it.
Yeah. Nice.
I got a better chance than this clown, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the guy. Wow, was that a clown show? Holy crap. He had four kicks, a field goal, which he missed by a mile,
mm-hmm.
and 1-for-3 on extra points. 1-for-4 on the date, like, ooh, does not belong in the league.
Yeah.
Wow, was that a debacle. Holy crap.
I don't feel that bad for him. kick better. You got your chance. You're not cut out for it. I don't feel that bad for him.
Oh, the announcers, they couldn't even bring themselves to rip him. It was so bad. In any case, commercial-free segment here. No commercials. We'll be Patriots pretty much for the rest of the program. Pac-Man will get you caught up on headlines, including all the fallout in the NFL and an update on Stephon Gilmore's injury, right? We got an update on Impact,
man? Yes, we do indeed, yes.
Okay, so he's got that for you, and then we'll be right back here on Felger and Mass.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.